From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday, contrary to media reports, President Donald Trump did not hang up on him during a recent phone call. The two leaders held a reportedly contentious conversation about an Obama administration agreement obliging the U.S. to take in about 1,200 illegal migrants, mostly from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran. The migrants were caught trying to enter Australia illegally and are being held at camps located on several islands. Mr. Turnbull says the U.S. is still committed to going forward with the agreement. The Pentagon, meanwhile, says a list of exemptions to President Trump's 90-day ban on immigration from seven countries will now include people who have aided the U.S. military. Opinion polls show the ban is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, the FSB, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. The order, published on the Treasury Department's website, appeared to ease restrictions on some information technology products and allow companies to pay up to $5,000 per year for permits or licenses that are issued by the FSB. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the move doesn't mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis spoke alongside South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-ahn at the start of his first overseas trip as Pentagon chief. This is VOA News.